Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
And hey, it's Kenkel Fritz. Here's some highlights from today's show. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you. So we're talking about Christmas bonuses and, you know, you get some fun stuff at those Christmas parties. Carrie is with us. Tell us what happened.
I was a single mom with three kids, struggling with two jobs, and I worked Christmas Day and got a $50 cash bonus, and I stuck it in a junk drawer in the back by accident, and 1 month later, I was looking for enough money to make my rent, and I reached back in looking for a pen, and I found that $50 cash bonus and was able to make a rent payment because of that.
That's fun.
Yes.
So emotionally, even though it was $50, it was like $500 to me. So it was really fantastic and blessing from the Lord.
Aw, I love
That's cool. You know, I guess we shouldn't despise any size gift because, hey, I mean, it's definitely money and, you know, it's...
Whatever you're getting is more than you have.
Well, that's true.
That's a reason to be grateful.
Exactly. Yeah. $50 helped
out
a lot.
It was a blessing.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. I like that. And I'm sure it was all God that you found that, too. You know? I mean...
Divine misplacement.
Absolutely. It was just the perfect timing.
I love that, Misty. It was a divine misplacement. I want to reach for God the way I reach for my phone. When I'm bored, when I'm uncomfortable, when I need answers or entertainment, when I'm lonely and need someone to talk to. That statement was made by this guy here.
Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God.
It's Corey Asbury. Just think about that. How many times we grab the phone for approval. If you post something on Facebook.
Yep.
For entertainment. But yeah, what if you... We're saying, hey, I want to hang out with you, God, when I need all those things. When you're lonely.
You hear a lot more truth.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. When I'm bored, when I'm uncomfortable, when I need answers or entertainment.
Man.
Reach for God.
And that's convicting because I think about how many things I put above that, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I like that.
I do too.
What a great reminder.
Yeah. Super convicting. Now, I do have my Bible app in my phone.
Yes.
So if you see my phone, how do you know I'm not reading the Bible?
Oh, my goodness. We'll just assume you are.
Yeah, right. There he is.
It's the righteous Kenkel Fritz.
Me, I'll have to work on it.
Experience hope.
Family Life Radio.
Somebody sent us something from the perspective of Mary, kind of like maybe you can relate to her in a such a way.
Yeah, maybe you've been in that position where you feel like you just don't fit in. Kind of tolerated, never celebrated. You're in it, but not a part of it. You know, sometimes we can be surrounded by people and feel so alone. And this woman named Kristen was putting out her nativity. I guess one of her children needed something, so she was interrupted. Went back to it, and she came back, and she saw Mary sitting alone. And she said, I had to wonder if Mary ever felt that way. She wouldn't have fit in with the religious crowd. You know, she had a child before marriage. She wouldn't have fit in with other women. No doubt they were talking about her. She had a baby in a stable. And that wasn't good enough for a lot of people. Her newborn was a threat to the kingdom. That's a lot to take in.
Right.
People worshiping her son and others going, who do you think you are? Are you kidding me? And this is what really struck me. It said she found her place with Jesus. You know, what a beautiful reminder for those of us who might not feel like we fit in or accepted. You know, not only does he want us and accept us, he desires us and he loves us. You know, he loves you. And she ended it with, come find your place. It's with Jesus.
You know, it's true. If there ever was, when you read of really all that happened to Mary, she would have been an outcast.
Yeah.
I mean, you had a child and you weren't married yet, and you know, you got all that going on there. So it's like, there's a lot of things where people would probably despise her, make fun of her, kick her out, whatever. And here she was giving birth to our Savior.
Mm.
Isn't that awesome?
That is amazing.
I know. So yeah, if you feel like you don't fit in, she probably didn't either. If you want to talk, our number is 888-888-9976. Caroline is with us. And you're giving. And by the way, I got a really a great opportunity to give. We'll tell you about what someone's going to help you give coming up here a little bit. But how come you're giving? What's your story?
Family Life Radio has been with me through an abusive marriage, drug and alcohol abuse, which I'm recovered now, 14 years, thank you, Jesus. And now I'm unemployed. But I've been contributing now to Family Life Radio. And I just want to say, because I'm unemployed, I've had to decrease my giving, but I will never stop giving. But I want to ask those who have the capacity and ability to give, that if you'll please continue to give, because I need this ministry. It ministers to my heart, my soul, and my spirit and keeps me on track. Thank you.
Wow. Obviously, the station is very important to her. Just curious, have you benefited from Family Life Radio? Maybe you've heard that thing that we say all the time because it's true. Maybe you heard that right song at the right time and it just changed everything for you. Well, just think, somebody else gave so you could listen to that song. Because we are listener supported. Is it your turn to give? We got an amazing opportunity right now.
An amazing opportunity to literally double your best gift. That's what I said. Double your best gift. Your $30 a month becomes $60 a month. A dollar a day becomes $2 a day. Love how that math works in bringing the hope of Jesus through Family Life Radio right into your life.
Yeah, it's a generous friend of the ministry that's doing this right now.
Mm-hmm. Works for larger gifts too. So if you were to come in at like $1,000, they would match that as well. And it's super simple. You can go to myflr.org or you can call 888-888-9976.
But time is running out on this match. So if you thought about, you usually do some year-end giving. What a great time right now to have whatever you give doubled. Mm-hmm. So that would be awesome. And really to stay on track, we don't want to leave any of this matching money on the table. It'd be really awesome if we could get three more people on board. Whatever God's laid in your heart to give, go for it. There's nothing too small, nothing too big, really.
Yeah, we're just asking, would you do that thing. Take action and take advantage of this offer and help keep Family Life Radio on the air into the new year.
Absolutely. So you can call right now.
888-888-9976.
Or you can give online myflr.org. Be awesome. Again, three more people either on the phone or online. 888-888-9976. Or you can give online.
myflr.org. And thank you.
Family Life Radio.
Tell us about your good news. 888-888-9976. So what's going on?
3 weeks ago, my husband felt like he had appendicitis maybe and a shoulder pain. Went to the ER. They found out he had kidney stones, which were infected, which caused a blood infection. Then he had kidney failure, pneumonia, stroke.
Goodness. Oh, my.
He actually died for 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
He's a miracle. Every day is a miracle. Since this past Sunday, he awoke and he's speaking quite clearly. Some of the issues have been resolved. And yesterday he was able to swallow. He hasn't eaten for 3 weeks. So we're just praising God for everything he's doing.
You said this last Sunday he woke up. How was he, like in a coma?
No, he would come and go, but he was so sick. We didn't think he was going to make
it. Got it.
But now when he said, I love you, I couldn't hardly believe how much that really, it was just wonderful.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, we're just rejoicing with you.
Yeah.
So I also want to thank our life group and our friends and family. And they have been praying continuously. And I know that God hears prayers. And
amen. He does.
He has a choice, but he chose to heal my husband.
Love it. That's good
Love
news.
It.
Man.
Thank you for your station. I listen to it every day.
Well, thank you. So, hey, we got to know, do you have any good news? The only way this works is if we get more good news reports coming in. Give us a call, 888-888-9976. Hope you're having a wonderful day. I hope people are being nice to you.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I had an experience this morning where I feel like maybe the girl I was talking to has already been lit into today. Now, of course, we get up super, super early. It's very rare to be able to even find a coffee place up, but there is one on my way to work. And so I stopped and I ordered, they have a white chocolate mocha right now. And I ordered it and she said, We are out of the white chocolate mocha right now. And I just went, oh no, kind of teasing, like, oh no, what will I order? She's like, I'm so sorry. There's a national shortage. Like, all of our stores are out of it and we can't get it in. And I know this is really inconvenient and I'm very, wow. very sorry. And I was like, what have you seen this morning? Like, what has happened to you this morning? Calm down. And, you know, I have seen it other places, and I feel like, you know, somebody may have already been unkind to her, because we are dealing with shortages, we're dealing with staff shortages and product shortages, and there are long lines and people are just frustrated. And I've seen a lot of just like people being unkind to those in the service industry.
I think that people are, well, maybe it is the shortages, maybe it's something else, but people are maybe a little more annoyed or irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I said annoyed weird. Annoyed. And I don't know why. Maybe it is that. Maybe it's, I mean, who knows? I mean, it's interesting. I went into, I had to go to urgent care because I had fallen and hurt myself. I twisted my ankle pretty bad. I thought I'd broken it.
Oh, no.
And the nurse was asking me what I did for a living. And I'm in radio. She says, really? I thought of doing that. I think I'm going to get out of nursing. I'm like, why? People are not being nice right now.
Oh, my goodness.
They're not nice to her.
I'm like,
that's not good.
No.
So I think, yeah, go out of your way if you can. My wife has started doing this. Like, when she's talking to somebody, like on the phone or whatever, she'll say, I appreciate you.
Oh,
and people
I love
are
that.
Totally taken back. They're like, wow, thank yeah. you. That is so nice of you.
That is. So, and it goes such a long way.
Right.
Yeah, I felt like this girl thought I was going to jump through the window and like pummel her for not having it. And I was like, it's okay.
The white we chocolate can... is a shortage, yeah. apparently.
I guess so. I was wow. like, we can switch flavors. Not a big deal. As long as I have caffeine, we're good.
That's
it's all
right.
good.
Just tell me there's not a caffeine shortage.
Yeah, I don't know.
So we're talking about how you help out somebody. You find out you've heard from God and just the fun of knowing that you've blessed somebody. Mm-hmm. Shanna is with us. Now, tell us what happened.
So first, I have to say that I am 16 and a half years in recovery from a 20-year drug addiction.
Oh, wow.
Okay? Only through the power of God and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. And congratulations.
Yes.
We're
yeah.
so proud of you.
Thank you. Several years ago, my pastor used to go once a month to a women and children's shelter to do chapel and minister to them. And there was addiction in there and homelessness and, you know, jail, things like that. And about five of us ladies would go with him and then pray for who we were prompted to pray for among those women. And so when he was finished, God had pointed out a woman for me to go pray for, and I was praying with her, and it was like a shout into my ears and my heart, give her your Bible. And at the time, I was working out and had for several years working out of the Life Recovery Bible. And so I was like, okay. So we finished praying and I went to get my Bible. And as soon as I touched it, you know, my flesh kind of went, oh, but you've done so much work in this. All these highlights, all these, give her your Bible. So I was like, okay. So I go to give it to this girl and I said, I want you to have this, and handed it to her. And she just started crying and she said, I have been praying for this Bible, the Life Recovery
what?
Bible.
Wow. That specific one?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yep, that one, the Life Recovery Bible.
Whoa.
And you know, God had been speaking to me a little bit about it's time to move beyond recovery
yeah.
and go deeper.
Mm.
That Bible was meant for her. And
I love
it
that.
It was the most satisfying thing I think I've ever done.
That's just awesome.
It is. Wow.
Shanna, yeah, so I guess yeah. as God's talking to you, although you said he started shouting.
Sometimes shouting is required.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Just follow God.
Experience hope.
Family Life Radio.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
So what's bringing you joy? Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Robin's with us. What's going on?
I have been without water for almost 48 hours.
Oh, no.
I had frozen pipes.
Oh, boy. That's not good.
A new friend from church, she's given me a number to a guy with his own plumbing business. I called him on my way home from church, and he came over later that day, and he did such an amazing job.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then he didn't even charge me for it.
What?
Oh, wow.
Hey.
It just brought me to tears.
Aw.
You know, God is so good, and all the praise goes to him.
Aw, absolutely.
And that guy is going to get blessed for giving you a gift. That's
yes.
awesome.
Always good to be friends with people who have a guy.
Yes.
Well, that's for sure.
My friend has a guy.
Yeah, I just met her like a couple Sundays ago, and God just like put it on her heart to like come into my life, and she was even willing to pay $100.
Aww.
She was going to pay it.
Beautiful.
That's nice. Wow. Well, you got a gal and a guy.
Yeah.
It's Kenkel, Fritz, and friends talking about being a part of, you know, blessing somebody at this time of year. And, you know, you hear about these stories, someone paid off layaway and stuff like that. It doesn't have to be that big, but you can help out. There's different ways to help out people. Nikki is with us from Georgia. Tell us what you were involved in.
So a couple of years ago, there was this lady. She got together a list of people who needed help for Christmas. So I just picked someone. And so they had like 6 kids and they were really struggling. And so I probably got 20 people involved and gave them everything from presents to diapers to winter coats and jackets and hats. All I did was make a post on Facebook and was like, hey, there's this family in need. This is their ages. This is what they like. And every single need was taken care of.
I love that.
Everybody doing a little bit made something huge.
Yeah. What did that feel like, kind of spearheading that thing?
It was so good. Like, me and my mom and dad loaded everything in the back of my dad's truck. That's how much stuff we had. And we met them, and I was like, hey, here you go. And the mom was just blown away. 3 of the kids were stepkids, they were a whole family, but you know. Uh-huh. And so these kids had never really had a Christmas like this just because they had so many little ones.
Mm.
And so that was just amazing to share with so many people that didn't even know them. They didn't even see a picture of them. They didn't know anything about them. I was just like, hey, y'all, I need some help, and everyone helped. And it was amazing.
How fun.
You know, it just displays that God made us for a relationship, because there's no reason for us to give to somebody we don't know.
Mm-hmm. True.
You know, there's no reason on earth for us to have a moving of our spirit that calls us to action to do something for people we've never met and probably never will.
And how did that make you feel about doing it again?
Because I have a history working in nursing homes. Uh-huh. We always now adopt a grandparent from our nursing home.
That's beautiful.
That's awesome.
Too. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'd love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kenkel, Fritz, and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.